animal ghosts. There are many tales about ghosts. Ghosts haunting houses, ghosts on ships, ghosts in lighthouses, and even ghosts haunting bars. But did you ever notice that most of these ghosts are ghosts of people that once lived? What about our animal friends? Aren't some of them entitled to become ghosts also? Some of the former human ghosts might need the companionship of a ghost dog or ghost cat. Why haven't we seen the ghost of a human walking his former dog who is now a ghost? Well, don't despair, there have been reports of ghost animals, and we are going to take a look at a few of them. The strange case of the ghost chicken. A farmer had 6 hens for many years. One of the birds was very hyper and was always running everywhere it went. As years went by, the birds got very old and died one at a time. The 5th bird to die was the hyper hen. One day while the farmer was working on his barn, he saw something that he couldn't believe. The hyper chicken ran right by him while he was working. He knew that this couldn't be because he had buried this dead hen months before. He clearly saw it, and at that moment he knew that the hen was enjoying the afterlife. Hospitals are places that ghosts are sometimes seen in. After all, they usually contain a morgue and people do routinely die in them. Well, the same is true for animal hospitals. One lab technician who works in an animal hospital tells of seeing ghost cats in the waiting room that would disappear right before your eyes. There are other incidents like hearing paws and nails hitting the floor, as if a large animal was walking, but nothing is there. One story even tells of a glowing light that floated across the room and disappeared. A woman had a cat that would always jump up on her chest while she was in bed and purr. It was an outdoor cat, and one day, as these things can happen, it was run over and killed by a car. A few weeks later, while the woman was in bed, in came the cat and jumped up on her chest. She was startled. She looked at the cat who was looking at her lovingly. It was the cat that was killed. The cat had a sort of glow to it. Instead of being scared, the woman hugged it and told the cat it was time to leave. She closed her eyes, and when she opened them again, the cat was gone, never to return. In Chicago, there is an intersection at 95th and Keene Avenue, where many people claim to have seen ghosts, both animal and human, over the years. There have been many reports of ghost horses with ghost riders on them crossing the intersection. But how do people know that they are seeing ghosts? The answer is simple. When you can see through the figures, you have to figure that they are not human or animal. There are reports of animal ghosts at Wiltshire, England. Some people report seeing a ghost of a black dog at Brookhouse, Stoughton, and other ghost dogs at Colderton House, Colderton. It is said that some people have been surprised while crossing the driveway after dark. The reason for this surprise is the ghostly figure of a dog that walks across with them, then disappears. Yep, guess that would surprise anyone. Then there is the ghost horse in Bull Lane at Wilmington. How do we know that this is a ghost horse? Because the horse has no head. Another area where many animal ghosts have been reported is the Los Angeles Pet Cemetery. There have been numerous reports of ghostly animals playing all over this cemetery. This cemetery houses the dead pets of many movie stars and famous people. Many people have claimed to have seen Cabar, the Great Dane that once belonged to Rudolph Valentino. This animal has been dead since 1929. Some paranormal experts claim that there can't be ghost animals because they don't possess a soul or don't have the proper awareness. How these people get to be experts in this subject is beyond me. They believe in human ghosts, and some even believe in extraterrestrial ghosts. Hey, what's good enough for ETs is good enough for our pets. There may be animal ghosts that escape our attention. I mean, after all, how would we know if a ghost mouse existed, or even a ghost rat? How do we know there aren't ghost fish or ghost insects? Maybe that was a ghost roach which unfortunately went by. For some reason, the British Isles is famous for ghost stories about black dogs. A black dog ghost is said to be associated with the devil and is sometimes called a hellhound. It is thought this idea goes back thousands of years in time and could have started in the Celtics. For some reason, there has been a European association with dogs and death. It is believed there are a couple if seen would go after you and cause injury or death. I think it is felt it is not entirely the dog, but the evil spirits which is believed to inhabit the dog's body which is harmful. There is a story which takes place in Britain on Dartmoor in southern Devon. It dates back to the late 1600s. A huntsman was said to have sold his soul to the devil, and when he died it was said many black dogs appeared by his grave. As a matter of fact, the famous tale by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, The Hound of the Baskervilles, was based in part on this story. As we all know, our ancestors were far more superstitious than we are today, although there are still some who still believe the same. One woman talks about her former dog. She said the old dog got out of the house and was hit by a car and died. This was only the beginning of the story. After the dog died, the woman could hear the dog walking, and this went on for some time, until it eventually faded away. Do animals as well as humans sometimes come back? There are a lot of people who believe this is true. Another woman lost her cat when it died. The cat used to jump on the bed and sit on her feet. One day after the cat died, the woman was in bed and felt the cat on her feet, but nothing was there. Another time she saw the cat sitting on a chair in the bedroom. I will leave the implications up to you.